Welcome to That and a Dollar, the podcast that says, don't tell mom what we're doing. I'm a guy named Chuck, and what I like to do is pick a topic and dive in with some fun pop culture examples. My hope is to share my thoughts and provide some insight into some of my favorite franchises out there. I hope to give you some movies or shows that you may not have seen, or at least remind you of those forgotten gems. I like sharing things that I like and maybe shed a little light on why I like them so much. I always love to hear people talk about things that they like, even if they're not my favorites. If I watch a movie and I don't like it, I always try to get back and rewatch it down the road, just in case it was me and the movie was good and it was where I was. With respect to shows, I like to give a minimum of 3 episodes before I decide to continue. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at that and a dollar. Feel free to check that out. If you'd like to keep this one-man operation flying, please feel free to leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/thatandadollar. Or you can check out our new store at cafepress.com/thatandadollarpodcast. Growing up in the 80s was awesome. I mean, we did what we wanted, when we wanted, where we wanted. Our parents thought someone else was watching, but I don't think anyone else was actually watching. We would ride our bikes literally any place that we wanted to go. It was such freedom. I mean, sure, they told us not to go beyond certain boundaries, but those were seen more as suggestions than boundaries. And it's how we learned to navigate. We'd get lost, we'd find our way back. And as long as we were home before the streetlights went on, our parents were none the wiser. We pretty much did what we wanted the entire day with no adult supervision of any kind. It was awesome. So in the spirit of that, here are 5 movies where the adults seem to not know what's going on with the kids. First up is Summer of 84, a suspenseful thriller released in 2018.
Killer.
Set in the suburban landscape of Ipswich, Oregon, during the summer of 84, the film follows a group of teenagers who become embroiled in a hunt for a serial killer preying on their community. The main protagonist, Davy Armstrong, played by Graham Verschier, who you will know from The Good Doctor, is a curious and adventurous 15-year-old boy who becomes convinced that his neighbor, Wayne Mackey, Rich Summer, who was on Mad Men, is the elusive Cape May Slayer. Alongside his friends, Tommy Eats Eaton, played by Judah Lewis, who was in The Babysitter and its sequel, you have Dale Woody Woodruff, played by Caleb Emery, who did like 3 episodes of Young Sheldon, and Curtis Faraday, played by Corey Gruter Andrew, who you may know from Anne with an E. Davy now sets out to gather evidence to support his suspicion. The entire group now joins him. As the group delves deeper into the investigation, tensions rise and their once idyllic summer is consumed by paranoia and fear. Despite skepticism from authorities and the adults in their lives, the teenagers are determined to uncover the truth and bring the killer to justice. Graham Verschier delivers a compelling performance as Davy Armstrong, capturing the character's blend of youthful naivete and dogged determination. Verschier's portrayal effectively conveys the sense of urgency driving Davy's quest for answers, as well as the vulnerability beneath his bravado. Rich Summer brings a chilling presence to the role of Wayne Mackey, the seemingly ordinary neighbor who may be harboring dark secrets. Summer masterfully navigates the character's enigmatic nature, keeping you guessing about his true intentions throughout the entirety of the film. Judah Lewis, Caleb Emery, and Corey Gruter Andrew round out the central group of friends with standout performances of their own. Lewis infuses Tommy with a rebellious streak and unwavering loyalty to his friends, while Emery brings a dose of comedic relief as the lovable goofball Dale. Gruter Andrew rounds out the quartet with his portrayal of Curtis Faraday, the group's tech-savvy member who provides crucial support in their investigation. The supporting cast also includes Tierra Scoveby from Once Upon a Time and Riverdale as Nikki Kazuba, Dale's love interest. She was his babysitter at one time. I guess he's got a little crush on her, whose presence adds an additional layer of tension to the group dynamic. Additionally, Jason Gray Stanford and Shauna Johansson deliver memorable performances as Davy's parents, whose concerns for their son's safety clash with his determination to uncover the truth. Summer of 84 combines elements of coming-of-age drama with suspense of a classic thriller, resulting in a gripping and nostalgic viewing experience. The film's 80s setting is brought to life with its authentic period details and soundtrack filled with iconic songs from the era. Overall, Summer of 84 is captivating exploration of friendship, adolescence, and the darkness that lurks beneath the surface of suburban life. With its compelling performances and suspenseful storyline, the film keeps viewers on edge until the very end. It's you got to see this one. If you want to see it, you'll need to subscribe to Shudder. You get this movie. It's all horror based over at Shudder. You even get the Joe Bob Briggs Last Drive-In, which makes it totally worth it. Next up, Iron Eagle is a high-flying action film released in the 1980s that blends elements of adventure, patriotism, and the thrill of aerial combat.
Doug Masters, raised on an airbase, born to fly.
Doug, it's your dad. He's been shot down.
Now his father is a hostage in a foreign country.
I have been informed you will not sign the confession we require.
At no time did I violate your territorial airspace.
And nobody's willing to help him.
We're doing all we can.
Which is nothing, isn't it?
We're gonna hang him.
Except one retired combat pilot.
Chappie, he's only got
3 days.
I got the whole base wired. I can get you. Plane, aerial recon, intelligence.
Get me a couple of pilots, too.
I can get you one.
We're gonna bust him out of there.
Directed by Sidney J. Fury, who also directed The Jazz Singer, The Entity, and Superman IV, Quest for Peace, the movie revolves around a teenager whose world is turned upside down when his father, an accomplished Air Force pilot, is shot down and captured by a hostile Middle Eastern nation. The story kicks off when Doug's father, Colonel Ted Masters, played by Tim Thomerson, who you will know from Uncommon Valor, Volunteers, and the great vampire flick Near Dark, participating in a routine mission. However, the mission takes a dangerous turn when Colonel Masters is shot down and captured by a foreign power led by a tyrannical dictator. Now, despite U.S. government's efforts to negotiate his release, the situation becomes increasingly dire, leaving Doug at home frustrated and desperate to save his father. As the government's diplomatic efforts falter, Doug, played by Jason Gedrick from Backdraft, The Heavenly Kid, and Rooftops, takes matters into his own hands. In a bold and risky move, he recruits the help of Chappie Sinclair, played by the wonderful Louis Gossett Jr., who we all know from Jaws 3D, An Officer and a Gentleman, and Enemy Mine, just to name a few. He's a retired Air Force pilot with a colorful past. Chappie becomes Doug's mentor and aids him and his group of friends in planning this audacious rescue mission. The group of kids has the entire base wired, and of course they all have access to their own planes, you know, like any Air Force kid would. We get a wonderful action race at the beginning of the film where Doug races in his plane, another kid on a motorcycle, and of course this is all happening with the total lack of adult supervision except for Chappie, who actually helps Doug by, you know, tuning his plane to better run the race. Recognizing Doug's determination and potential, Chappie decides to support the young teenager in his daring quest to bring his father home. The heart of the movie lies in Doug's journey from frustrated and anguished teenager to determined and skilled pilot. The duo steal a pair of F-16 jets, which they use to infiltrate the heavily guarded enemy territory. The aerial combat scenes are a highlight of the film, showcasing these thrilling dogfights and ingenuity of the young protagonist. Iron Eagle is not merely a tale of action and adventure. It delves into themes of loyalty and courage and the lengths one will go to for family. Doug's unwavering determination and his willingness to risk everything for his father resonates throughout the film. The narrative also explores camaraderie between Doug and Chappie as the seasoned pilot imparts his wisdom to the aspiring aviator. Iron Eagle is a nostalgic trip back to the action-packed cinema of the 1980s, combining the thrill of aviation with the heartfelt story of family and heroism. Doug's journey from a teenager with a dream to a skilled pilot on a daring rescue mission makes for an engaging and memorable cinematic experience. If you want to see this one, you're going to have to buy it at Amazon, Vudu, all of the rest that have those. Now we have The Gate, a 1987 horror film directed by Tibor Takacs, delves into the classic trope of kids facing supernatural forces within the confines of suburbia.
There is a passageway to the most evil place you can imagine, a gate behind which the demons wait to take back what was once theirs.
The story revolves around two young boys, Glenn, played by Stephen Dorff, who you know from Blade, True Detective Season 3, and the short-lived series Deputy, and Terry, portrayed by Lewis Tripp, who really only has a handful of credits, including The Gate 2. Apparently there was a sequel. They unwittingly unleash demonic forces while digging a backyard hole. Remember that, just digging a hole? As the film unfolds, the boys confront a series of terrifying events as they try to contain and defeat the evil that threatens their homes and lives. Set in a typical suburban neighborhood, the movie opens with Glenn's parents leaving him and his older sister, Alexandra, played by Christina Denton, who did an episode of Growing Pains as well as some made-for-TV movies, alone for the weekend. Left to their own devices, the siblings invite Terry over to hang out. While exploring Glenn's backyard, they stumble upon a geode buried in the ground. Unbeknownst to them, the geode serves as a seal, keeping demonic enemies at bay. In a moment of curiosity, the boys crack open the geode, inadvertently releasing an ancient evil that begins to manifest in increasingly ominous ways. Strange occurrences plague the trio, including bizarre nightmares, strange symbols appearing around the house, and even the death of Glenn's dog. As the situation escalates, Glenn and Terry turn to heavy metal records played backwards for clues on how to combat supernatural forces they've unleashed. Along the way, they encounter demonic minions, including miniature zombie-like creatures and a towering demon lord that further heightens the sense of peril. Through the film, the boys struggle to convince adults, and I'm using air quotes here because we're talking about Glenn's skeptical sister and her friends, of the impending danger. Their efforts are further complicated by the arrival of a construction crew tasked with demolishing a nearby house, which unwittingly disrupts the ancient burial ground, holding back the demonic forces. As the demonic presence intensifies, Glenn and Terry realize they must confront their fears and head on to save themselves and their loved ones. Armed with makeshift weapons and their wits, they descend into the depths of the underworld to confront the demon and seal the gateway before it's too late. The Gate masterfully blends elements of supernatural horror with coming-of-age themes, exploring the challenges of childhood friendships and the loss of innocence. The film's practical effects, including stop-motion animation and prosthetic makeup, add a visceral quality to the terrifying creatures and otherworldly landscapes encountered by the protagonist. The Gate stands as a cult classic of the 1980s horror cinema, captivating audiences with its blend of suspense, humor, and imaginative storytelling. Its enduring popularity speaks to its timeless appeal and continues to attract new generations of fans drawn to its eerie atmosphere and spine-tingling thrills. The Gate is available on Amazon Prime, Roku, Plex, and Tubi. So if you want to see it, that's where you gotta have to go. A Nightmare on Elm Street, released in 1984, directed by Wes Craven, who also directed Last House on the Left, which ended my first run with horror films because of its brutality. The Hills Have Eyes and Swamp Thing stands as a seminal work in the horror genre, leaving an indelible mark on both audiences and subsequent filmmakers.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
With its innovative premise, compelling characters, and chilling atmosphere, the film has earned its place as a classic in the realm of horror cinema. The story of A Nightmare on Elm Street revolves around the fictional town of Springwood, Ohio, and a group of teenagers who find themselves haunted by a malevolent force in their dreams. At the heart of the terror is Freddy Krueger, a disfigured and razor-gloved serial killer who preys on children of those who had burned him alive years earlier. Seeking revenge from beyond the grave, Freddy invades the dreams of his victims, using their deepest fears against them and inflicting real harm that transcends the boundaries of the dream world. One of the most striking elements of the film is its premise, which taps into the universal fear of the unknown and the vulnerability of the human mind during sleep. By blurring the lines between dreams and reality, Wes Craven creates a sense of existential dread that permeates every scene, keeping us guessing, keeping us on the edge as we question what's real and what is merely a nightmare. Central to the film's success is its iconic antagonist, Freddy Krueger, portrayed by the menacing charisma of Robert Englund, who you know from the series V, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, and the remake of 2001 Maniacs. With his burned visage, sadistic wit, and distinctive glove adorned with razors, Freddy embodies the archetype of the modern horror villain, striking fear into the hearts of us while simultaneously captivating us with the macabre charm. England's performance brings depth to the character, elevating him beyond mere boogeyman and establishing him as a complex and enduring figure in the pantheon of horror icons. In addition to Freddy Krueger, A Nightmare on Elm Street features a cast of memorable characters, each grappling with their own fears and vulnerability. Nancy Thompson, portrayed by Heather Langenkamp, who you might know from the short-lived spinoff of Growing Pains, Just the Ten of Us, which also featured other actresses from the other Elm Street movies, the movie Shocker and the movie The Demolitionist. She serves as the film's protagonist, displaying resilience and resourcefulness as she confronts Freddy both in the dream world and in reality. Alongside Nancy and her friends and fellow victims, including a young Johnny Depp in his first role. You know him now from Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, as well as the movie Crybaby, and he was also in Platoon. Each of these characters bring their own unique personality and struggles, adding layers of depth to the narrative and enhancing the sense of dread as they face their horrors and their shared nightmares. Beyond its compelling characters, Nightmare on Elm Street is distinguished by its inventive use of practical effects and imaginative dream sequences. From unreal landscapes to gruesome deaths, the film's dream sequences pushes the boundaries of visual storytelling, immersing you in a world of anything is possible and the rules of reality no longer apply. This creative approach to filmmaking not only heightens the suspense and terror, but also showcases Wes Craven's mastery of his craft, cementing his reputation as a visionary director within the horror genre. In addition to its artistic merits, A Nightmare on Elm Street also explores deeper themes relating to trauma, repression, and the power of the subconscious mind. Through its portrayal of Freddy Krueger as a manifestation of collective guilt and unresolved trauma, the film delves into the psychological complexities of its character, highlighting the ways in which their past actions and familial dynamics shape their present experiences. This thematic richness adds layers of complexity to the narrative, inviting you to engage with the film on a deeper level and promoting reflection on the nature of fear and the human psyche. Nightmare on Elm Street remains a landmark achievement in the horror genre, thanks to its innovative premise, compelling characters, imaginative storytelling. With its iconic villain, memorable performances, and thought-provoking themes, the film continues to captivate audiences and inspire filmmakers decades after its initial release. As a testament to the enduring power of nightmares and the human imagination, A Nightmare on Elm Street stands as a timeless classic, which continues to haunt the dreams of people all over the world. If you want to see A Nightmare on Elm Street, you'll need to either rent it or purchase it from Apple TV, Vudu, and all of the usual suspects. Finally, we have The Goonies as a timeless adventure comedy released back in 1985.
Hey, Mike found a map!
One-Eyed Willie! My dad told me all about him!
See, One-Eyed Willie stole treasure once, and then he got into this cave, and he's been there ever since. Trapped.
You guys, just what if this map could lead to One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff?
Directed by Richard Donner, who you know from Superman, Superman 2, and the Lethal Weapon fame, and written by Chris Columbus, who also wrote Young Sherlock Holmes and the Gremlins. Set in the iconic town of Astoria, Oregon, the story follows a group of misfit kids, Mikey, played by Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings franchise, as well as Toy Soldiers and Memphis Belle. Brand, played by Josh Brolin, who will forever be Thanos from the Avenger movies, but you also know him from Sicario and No Country for Old Men. Mouth, played by Corey Feldman, who was just wonderful in The Burbs, Stand By Me, and Lost Boys. Data is Ki-Hu Kwan, from obviously Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Loki Season 2, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. You have Chunk, played by Jeff Cohen, and Carrie, played by Andy, played by Carrie Green, who you'll recognize from Lucas. I love that movie when I was a kid. And Summer Rental. Also, Steph, played by Martha Plimpton, who I always love seeing on screen. She was great in Running on Empty, the short-lived TV show The Real O'Neills, which was funny for like a season or two. And Parenthood, the movie, not the show, although both are great, but very different. These guys all get together and embark on a quest to find the hidden treasure in order to save their homes from foreclosure. The plot kicks off when the Goonies discover an old treasure map in Mikey's attic, leading them on an epic quest to find the long-lost treasure of legendary pirate One-Eyed Willie. The treasure is said to be hidden somewhere in the caves beneath Astoria, which is slated for demolition to make way for a country club. Determined to save their homes from foreclosure, the Goonies embark on a perilous journey filled with booby traps, secret passages, and encounters with villainous Fratelli family, a gang of criminals also seeking the treasure. As the Goonies navigate the treacherous obstacles, they encounter a series of colorful characters, including the gentle giant Sloth, played by John Matusak from North Dallas 40, Ice Pirates, and One Crazy Summer. His brother Jake, played by Robert Davi from Predator 2, License to Kill, the Timothy Dalton Bond film, and Action Jackson. And Francis, played by Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants from Risky Business, The Matrix, The Sopranos, and Memento, just to name a few. Now, along the way, the group learns valuable lessons about friendship, courage, and perseverance as they overcome their fears and face challenges together. Despite their differences, each member of the Goonies brings something unique to the table, whether it's Mikey's unwavering optimism, Bran's protective instinct, Mouth's sharp wit, Data's inventive gadgets, Chunk's endearing clumsiness, or Andy and Steph's resourcefulness. Together, they form a tight-knit bond that help them overcome the toughest obstacles. The Goonies is a quintessential 80s movie filled with nostalgia, humor, and heart. It captured the imagination of audiences with its sense of adventure and camaraderie, resonating with viewers of all ages. The film's iconic quotes, memorable characters, and thrilling escapades have made it a beloved classic that continues to entertain audiences decades later. With its imaginative storytelling, lively performances, and unforgettable soundtrack, The Goonies has left an indelible mark on pop culture, inspiring countless fans and influencing subsequent generations of filmmakers. Its enduring legacy as a timeless tale of friendship and adventure ensures that it will remain a beloved favorite for years to come. If you want to see this one, you have to have a subscription to BBC America or USA, or you can rent it at Amazon, Apple TV, and all the rest. There's my list of five movies where the kids know what's going on. Did I miss yours? Let me know on social media with the hashtag #ThatAndADollarPodcast. Be sure and follow us on Twitter @ThatAndADollar. We're also on Instagram @A_Guy_Named_Chuck. Also, don't forget to join our Facebook group, That and a Dollar Podcast. If you want to support further episodes, please leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/thatandadollar or check out our store at cafepress.com/thatandadollarpodcast. As always, I'm a guy named Chuck, and That and a Dollar will get you a cup of coffee.